kids, are you ready? Are you sure? For music trivia, three rounds in store. It's head to head, who's going to war? Are you ready to settle the score? I said, are you ready to settle the score?
Hey, what is this? It's an announcement up top. First off, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and to everyone celebrating out there, we hope you have a joyous season. And we wanted to let you know that there's not going to be a show next week. We're going to take off for the holiday, so we are free and clear for the next week to 10 days for us. But we'll be back in the new year with a brand new episode of Settle the Score. So just taking off next week. And enjoy today's Christmas-themed show with Alonzo Duralde and Josh McCuga. And that is it. We will see you guys in the very near future. Adios. Ho, ho, ho! Welcome in to Settle the Score, our Christmas edition this year. I'm your host, Matt Nose, joined as always by the musical director, the one and only, Mr. Andy Merriweather. How are you, buddy?
I'm good. Matt, Merry Christmas. I put some lights up around our poster back there and covered my microphone. And I'm hoping like there's no interference on this now. But yeah, I thought I'd get into the spirit. Looking forward to like maybe the two nicest people we have ever had on the show.
Very much so.
A literal Santa and his elf, I would say, probably.
I'm not sure if either of them is going to like that.
That's
but
great.
I'm a fan.
Let's bring him in.
Let's go ahead and do it. So as you read in the title of the show, this is our Christmas show. So for those out there celebrating Christmas, we hope you have a happy holiday. And for those not celebrating, enjoy whatever that you are doing and the time with family and friends over this holiday season. So with that said, are you ready to start today's show?
Yeah, let's bring him in.
All right. Our first guest is an author. He's written two Christmas books, I'll Be Home for Christmas and Have Yourself a Movie Little Christmas. He's also the co-host of several podcasts, including Linoleum Knife. Please help us welcome to the show for the first time, Mr. Alonzo Duralde. Alonzo, welcome to the show.
Greetings, everybody. Slight correction, the first book you mentioned, it's I'll Be Home for Christmas Movies.
Oh, I apologize. That no is worries. My mistake.
Alonzo, thanks for having me.
If we get on well for the next hour... Can I trouble you for a means in which to get that book? Because up here on this shelf, this bookshelf, I have Yourself a Movie Little Christmas, right?
So okay.
In my movie books. But that other one is not available in the UK. I have pre-ordered Hollywood Pride.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
But it comes out in spring next year?
Yes, next May. I will absolutely set you up. Do you guys get Hallmark Christmas movies in the UK? Is that a thing over there?
We know it from references in other movies or TV shows.
Yes, there was a joke about them on Ted Lasso, so that makes it official, I think.
Right.
But no one knows what they were, so clearly in the UK it's not a thing. Anyway, yes, I will absolutely get you a copy of that one.
Only if we get on well.
Okay. Fair enough. If not,
no pressure. No pressure. All right. Well, Alonzo, the gentleman you are playing is apparently your elf. And I like that, actually. Yeah, I think we should just call him the elf from now
on. You decided
on.
Which way around I meant.
I think there was only really one way to go. You know him from Fan Controlled Sports Network and also the co-host of TV Talk. Please help us welcome back to the show, the one and only Mr. Josh McCuga. Josh, how are you?
Guys, I'm hiding my ears, okay? I don't know. Turn me into an elf? My goodness. Oh, man.
He took off the jingle shoes.
Alonzo, your beard is, I mean, epic, and you could pull off a Santa no problem. As I've been told by many, I was in a commercial with like 9 different Santa Clauses in LA. They make a lot of money during Christmas time. You're talking like around $700 to $800 a day.
Wow. I'm waiting to get full snowy white. I'm still a little too peppery in my salt, but one day. One
you kind of look a little. I mean, you've got the growth and the color of Kurt Russell and the Santa Claus.
Oh, now you're just trying to suck up to me. So thank
he's
you.
Buttering sure, you too. Up.
Yeah, I could see you in like the prequel movie, maybe just as he's going full white. <Yeah. line.
laughs> Totally.
What was that? The Christmas Chronicles? Maybe the next third one.
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
All right, gentlemen. Well, are we ready to play today's game?
Let's go.
Yes, for sure.
Let's go. All right. Here is the bell for round number one. All right, Mr. McCougall, you will have opening choice in this first round of one through five. Once you make your selection, I will give a clue, and Andy will begin playing. When either of you think you know the movie that it's from, buzz in with your name. I will call on you, and you're guessing the movie itself, so don't worry about the title of the song. It's worth 10 points, and there is a bonus question worth 5 points, but I'll give you the rules of that when we come to it. So, Josh, one through five, where would you like to begin today's show?
Three French hens, Matt. Three French hens.
Three French hens it is. All right. Our opening clue comes to us from our patron, Eric Grebner, and it is Sisterhood of the Traveling Dance. Sisterhood of the Traveling Dance.
Blue sky smiling at me.
Oh, Alonzo.
Nothing but Alonzo.
White Christmas.
That is correct for 10 points.
You know, some of the older one, he's going to get some of the classics on me. I know it. And the guy wrote a friggin' book, for Christ's sake. Oh, my God.
I know you don't have quite the affinity for some of the classics of a certain era.
Sure. Sure.
So there's not, I didn't say I have the affinity. Too many.
It's not that I don't have the affinity, it's I don't have the knowledge, right?
Oh, I apologize.
That's all. That's all. Well, it's all right. Let the new guy get a couple points in early.
All right, Alonzo, you have a bonus question and you have a choice. You can choose to answer this alone. It's worth 5 points. But if you get it wrong, you'll lose the 5 points. Or you can open it up to you and Josh and no one will lose any points, but he will cut into your 10-0 lead. So my question is, do you want to be a jerk or not?
I'm not quite sure which is the jerk option here, but I'm going to take this on my own, I think.
All right.
You knew he would. You knew he would.
All right. Alonzo, this question then is for you and you alone. White Christmas garnered one Oscar nomination in what category?
I want to say for best song, not for White Christmas, because that had already been another movie, but I think for Count Your Blessings instead of Sheep.
That is correct. And if we gave bonus points, I'd be awarding a bonus point for the title of the song.
Whew. All right. Oh, man, this could get ugly quick.
Pro tip. If you ever want to be the expert in something, pick something that nobody else wanted to be the expert in.
That's good to know. All right, Alonzo, you now have control, sir. You have choice of 1, 2, 4, or 5.
Let's go with There's No Place Like Home for the Holidays.
All right. Your clue for number 4 is antiseptic. Antiseptic.
National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
That is correct for 10 points. Nice job, Josh.
I have to yell. I got to get my points in where I can. All right.
All right, Josh, bonus question. Do you want to be a jerk or not?
I'm going to jerk. I'm going to be a jerk. yes, I'm taking the...
All right, Josh, as you know, some of these are easy and some of these are hard. You just walked the hardest one of the first round. Ugh. In the movie, Clark announces he's attached how many lights to the house? And we'll give it to you if you're within 1,000.
I believe it's 25,000 Italian twinkling lights.
That is correct for 5 points. Nice job.
Thank you. Thank you. I've watched that movie a lot. That one I have seen a lot.
All right, we got a tie ball game, 15 points apiece. Mr. Bakuga, 1, 2, or 5. Where are we going?
Is Serendipity considered a Christmas movie? Let's go with 1. Let's go with 1.
We have the man to ask right now.
It is definitely frequently categorized as such, yes.
Okay, great. Great one. It's solid. Solid film.
All right. You want number 1? Number 1 it is. Yeah. Your clue is TSA not approved. TSA not approved.
Alonso.
Alonso.
Love Actually.
Damn it.
Oh, that is correct. For
I was going to say it when you said the clue. Son of a bitch.
You could say your name at any point.
Oh, wait. I didn't think we were allowed to just do hints. We had to wait for the song in this round.
And that's now what I thought, too. We really could just go right on in there. Okay.
You can go right on hints. Josh, you broke this show just going straight on hints.
Yeah, that was in the rom-com episode. You kind of like stopped me playing at all. Yeah.
Wait a second. Can you play what song you were going to play? Were you going to play the theme song, or were you going to play like
Christmas is AC All Around?
Rollers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel it in my fingers.
That's so good.
I worked on my Nighy in the car all the way home from that.
Incredible.
Only for Alonso to buzz right in.
That's the other thing. I didn't want to, like, you know, I know people are tuning in for the music, not for this nonsense. So
No. When Josh broke the game, he got so good at guessing the clues that he started to feel bad that we weren't getting into any of the songs.
Yeah.
And the fans loved it because we got so frustrated.
I felt like Josh, it was like my mum after a few drinks at Christmas, where she's like, "Oh, play us a little bit, play us a little bit." Like
Oh man! All right,
all right. So, Alonso, bonus question: do you want to be a jerk or not?
Oh, jerk me, yes. Right.
In Love Actually, what actor plays the President of the United States?
Billy Bob Thornton.
That is correct. 5 points.
Well done. God, he's such a creep.
He is.
You know what that was? That was like the take off of basically George W. Bush, because that's when that movie came out, right?
He's a Bush-Clinton hybrid, and then he's a cretin, but also a skirt chaser.
Right. Yep.
All right. So, Alonso, you have choice. Do you want 2 or 5?
Five. Why not?
All right, 5 it is. Clue comes to us from patron Andrew Scanlon, and it is, play us a song, You're the Piano Man.
Macuga.
Alonso.
Macuga.
Wait.
Oh, that is kind of cheating, Josh.
No, is it? Do I have a...
There's no real timer, but if you got a...
Home Alone 2.
That is incorrect.
A Charlie Brown Christmas.
That is correct, Alonso.
Wait a second. They do play that song in Home Alone 2, I think.
Do they?
But you're right, it is Charlie Brown Christmas.
Oh, so sad.
All right, Alonso, bonus question. You want to be a jerk or not?
Oh, I totally want to be a jerk.
All right. A Charlie Brown Christmas was created by what Peanuts cartoonist?
Charles Schultz.
That is correct for 5 points.
Weirdly, I have a friend that lives in Venice, and he was like close friends or something with the Charles Schultz like estate. And when Charles Schultz passed away, he has the only license in the world to paint and sell Peanut characters.
Wow. Oh, wow. Nice.
Yeah.
If you're ever in the Santa Rosa area, I want to say the Charles Schultz Museum is really great.
I actually live kind of close by to there. I should check
we
it
went
out.
To the when I did the Napa Film Festival a few years ago, and we took a little side trip to that. It was totally worth it.
Amazing. Yeah. So they play it in Home Alone 2 when he's looking up at the children's hospital that the Wet Bandits, aka Sticky Bandits in 2, are about to steal the money from.
Wow.
And, yeah.
Good for you. Know what? Bonus point for Josh.
Yeah.
He's earned it.
Yeah, that was calling out the specific scene. I'll give you a bonus point for that. All right. So we have one left in this opening round. Your clue is A Cross to Bear. A Cross to Bear.
Think of your fellow man and him.
Alonso. Scrooged.
That is correct for 10 points.
You know, I've only probably seen Scrooge like once, maybe like 1.5 times. And that's on me. I know it's a Bill Murray movie. It slips by me every year. Ah, man.
Well, it's funny. My first thought for Across the Bear was going to be Life of Brian, but I'm glad I waited for the song.
Would you consider that a Christmas movie?
I guess it does begin with the Nativity, you know.
Yeah that's true.
That's true.
Boy, we'll have to write that down. So we got desk set and possibly a Life of Brian for next year's show. All right, makes it 55 to 16 because of that bonus point. Congrats, Josh.
This is a bloodbath. I knew it would be.
Alonso, the final bonus question. Do you want to be a jerk or not?
For Scrooge, yeah, sure, I'll take it.
I like the hesitation.
I gave it to you, too, because I was like, I haven't really seen that many times. Alonso, I got it.
Poker face, yeah.
Bonus question, then. What Lethal Weapon director helmed Scrooged?
Richard Donner.
That is correct for 5 points.
I would have gotten that one. I knew Donner did that. I saw
Lethal Richard... Weapon, also a Christmas movie.
Yeah, correct.
Very true. Correct.
Yes. Yeah.
I almost made the list.
I went to see, there was some movie his wife produced where it was about honey and bees. And it came out in like maybe 2009 or 10. Oh,
Secret Life of Bees.
There you go.
Okay.
And Richard Donner was there. And I was like, people are talking to him, I think, about that movie or something. And I was like, I gotta be honest with you, it Lethal Weapon and everything else. And he just laughed and kept walking. Didn't care. Not at all. Yeah.
Well, I mean, he knew you were a fan of some of his work, so that's worth something.
For sure. Yeah.
All right. So that ends round number one. It is 60 to 16 right now. Here is the bell for round number two.
This was Mike Tyson's punch out. I would have been TKO'd in the first round by Soda Popinski over here.
There's still a lot of game left. Don't you worry.
Sure.
Hey, at least you made it to Soda Pop. You know, Don Flamenco didn't take you down.
I know. Well, Don Flamenco too is the harder one. We all know that.
Yeah. That's true. All right. So round two, Josh, because you're in second place, you'll have opening choice.
Okay.
And this is our 5 second round. So once you make your selection of 1 through 5, I will give a clue again. And Andy will play a 5 second snippet of the song. It could be from anywhere in the song. It's his choice entirely. If either of you can guess in the first 5 seconds, it's worth 10 points. Otherwise, if we have to go to a second 5 of music, it makes it worth 5 points.
Okay.
So Josh, 1 through 5, where would you like to begin round number two?
Well, I started with 3 in the last one, first round, and that didn't go too well. So why don't we go with the Home for the Holidays? I'll take Alonso's joke there.
Steal some of the mojo. I got you.
I'm trying to get as much Duralde mojo over here as I can.
All right. Number 4, it is. A clue comes to us from our patron, Andrew Scanlon, and it is Bridge on the River Wye. Bridge on the River Wye.
Buffalo Gals, won't you come out tonight? Come out tonight.
Alonso.
Come out.
Alonso.
It's a Wonderful Life.
That is correct for 10 points.
You're not even going to want to know my opinion on that movie.
Wow, really?
It's not my favorite. That's all. It's good. I'm not saying it's not good. I feel like it was hammered into my brain by my parents when I was a kid. And I was like, I don't want to watch this movie anymore.
I'm just reporting you to Homeland Security. Don't worry.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
We got a communist in our midst here. Let's get McCarthy on the phone.
I have a rare opportunity, and I've already brought this up on the show before, rare opportunity to share some trivia that Alonso might not know.
Shoot.
Maybe. Did you know that the Dies Irae track plays when he goes to the bridge to commit suicide? It's the Shining theme, Dies Irae.
Oh, wow.
That plays. It's the music theme of death that goes back like hundreds of years.
Oh my! I'll have to keep an ear out.
Yeah,
for that.
The I don't think I caught that. Music of the devil. So it's like John Williams puts it every time. Like you hear it when Luke sees his uncle and aunt burnt in New Hope. Mm. You hear the da 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 da. Yeah, so it's Dies Irae, and it plays on that bridge scene.
Cool.
Yes.
You also hear it right before Will Smith and Martin Lawrence pop out of the coffin in Bad Boys 2 to take out the Cuban compound.
Ah, damn it. I was going to give you another bonus point for that.
Yeah.
Pretty sure that happened at Christmas too. So
I'm pretty sure it's a Puff Daddy song that's going on.
All right, that makes it 70-16. And Lonzo, you have choice 1, 2, 3, or 5.
Let's jump to 5.
All right, number 5. It is.
Come on, Makuga.
Your clue is the one that we chose. I think, considering how good you guys have been, might be a little too easy, to be perfectly honest. So your clue is going to be maximum effort. Maximum effort. And that comes from Eric Grebner.
Makuga,
you got a guess based on that?
Yeah. The Grinch That Stole Christmas.
That is correct for 10 points. Son of a bitch.
Wow.
I was going to say Batman Returns, but but I went to Grinch. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Well, nice job. No need for the music on that.
Wait, like Andy, play me a song. Will you?
Play us a song, love.
You know, you've never met her, but that's pretty accurate. Yeah. Yeah.
She is she is Jason Statham. Okay. I was gonna do
welcome Christmas Christmas way.
Something like that.
Good. Thank you.
I'm very proud of you, Andy.
Give your old mama a kiss.
I feel like she's auditioning for Arthur 3.
Oh, man.
All right, Makuga, 1, 2, or 3. What would you like next?
All right, now we go 3.
Now we go 3. Perfect. Now we get 3. Flipping now it around. All right, number 3 it is. Your clue on 3 is nature versus nurture. Nature versus nurture.
Zeta Chi, Zeta Chi, my friend.
Alonzo?
Alonzo.
Black Christmas?
That is incorrect. That is incorrect.
Can I hear that again, or do I?
Yes, you can.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, Alonzo, you can't guess again until I let you know that you can.
Okay.
Zeta Chi, Zeta Chi, my friend.
And nature versus nurture was the...
That is the clue. Nature versus nurture.
I don't know. I don't even have a guess.
All right. Well, we can go to the next 5 of music, and it drops the point value down to 5 points, but Alonzo still can't guess.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. Until he throws a guess out.
Oh, yeah. Got it.
Now, if he doesn't have a guess after he hears the second 5, I can give a second clue, and then everybody can guess again.
Got it. Okay.
So what do you want to do, Josh? Or yeah, let's give a second clue 5. Now. But he can guess again.
No, let's go second 5 of music. Give me that second 5. And knocks it down to 5 points, right?
It does. It knocks it down to 5 points. And the score is 70-26 right now.
Yeah, I need any points I can get, really.
Okay.
Okay. I didn't do a loop for this next bit, so I'll just sing it a cappella. Okay.
Muffy in the bathroom stall, Margaret by the lake.
Nature versus nurture.
Is it the Family Stone?
That is incorrect. Incorrect. So I'll give you guys a second clue, and you both can guess again. First one was nature versus nurture. Your second one is I'll buy that for a dollar.
Alonzo. RoboCop?
Incorrect.
RoboCop is a great call.
Yeah.
Can I hear that second piece, like the Muffy thing? Muffy.
Muffy in the bathroom stall, Margaret by the lake.
Let's go Holiday Inn.
Incorrect. Incorrect. I'll give you guys one final clue. You both can guess again. Your final clue is a bet's a bet. A bet's a bet. Buy that for a dollar and nature versus nurture.
Alonzo. Trading Places.
That is correct for 5 points.
Damn it. You know, man. I sometimes, you know what? I don't. Yeah, you're right.
What is it, buddy? What is it?
No, you know, it's one of those Christmas movies that always skips by me. It's one of the ones that, like, I don't watch every year, but I've watched it probably 7-8 times.
I don't think I've ever watched it at Christmas. I've always watched that. Yeah.
I saw it when it first came out and then tried to rewatch it when I was researching the book. And I got about 20 minutes in. I was like, oh, this is no.
Yeah, it doesn't. It's got moments.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll go back. If I'm going back for early Murphy, I'll watch other things instead of that.
Totally. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, Alonzo, you got the points on that and you have choice one or two.
One.
All right, one it is. Your clue for number one is a hidden clause. A hidden clause.
Macuga?
Macuga.
The Santa Claus?
Incorrect. Incorrect. So, Alonzo, you get to hear this opening five. Josh, can that guess?
You're joking. I can't believe my eyes. You're joking me.
Alonzo. Tim Burton's The Nightmare Before Christmas.
That is correct for 10 points.
I'm scared of skeletons.
Well, good. I'm glad you got out ahead of that then, you know?
Yeah,
no need to deal with it.
Henry Selick's Tim Burton's The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yeah.
All right, so we have one left in this second round, and your clue for number two is Santa Claus. Santa Claus.
What?
You can hear it again if you like.
Sure.
I love it, Andy. They've been crushing us all game. We've gotten a couple in here that yes.
Yeah, between the DS area and this moment, I feel so strong.
Yeah. You guys want to hear the second five of music?
Please.
Sure.
Okay. We'll go to the second five of music. Drops the point value down to five.
Oh, Alonzo.
Alonzo.
Gremlins.
That is correct for 5 points.
Well, you know what's crazy? Is I was going to freaking say Gremlins 2. And I was like,
not a Christmas movie.
Not a Christmas movie. I know, but Gremlins is son of a...
All right. That ends round number two. The score is 90-26. But Josh, you know as well as anyone, you're not out of this game. There's a lot of points in the second round.
True. It's true. It's true.
So here is the bell for round number three. All right, Alonzo, since you're in first place, you will open this first round, our third round, and this is our betting round. So once you make your selection of one through five, I will give a clue and you will open the bidding with the number of notes you think you can guess this movie in. Four is the minimum. The max is however many notes you'd like it to be. So you could say, I think we had someone say like a couple hundred a few weeks ago, and then we just bid down from there. That was the highest.
Is there a designated interval by which the bids go back and forth?
No, it can be one, it can be 100, it doesn't matter. So
gotcha. Okay.
And then we will bid back and forth until one person tells the other to settle the score.
Okay.
The point values are, at 10 notes and above, it's worth 10 points. 6 to 9 notes, it's worth 15. 3 to 5 notes, it's worth 20. 0 to 2 notes, it's worth 25. If you get the question wrong, your opponent automatically gets the points. You each have a lifeline that you can use one time to ask for an extra clue. And finally, if your opponent gets the question wrong and you think you know the answer, you can double down on it one time only. And if you get it right, you will double the points available. So if it's worth 15 points, it'll be worth 30 if you got it right. But if you get it wrong, you get nothing.
Wow. Okay.
And I can re-explain at any point.
Say the double part again. I always forget that part.
So if Alonzo guesses incorrectly and it's worth 15 points, but you know the answer, then you can double down on it. Yeah. And if you get it right, then it's worth 30 points. But this if you get it wrong, you get 0.
Crawls back with his nature versus nurture.
That's right. Which is going to win. And if you need any clarification, gentlemen, just let me know. I will happily re-explain whatever is not illuminated.
Got it.
So 1 through 5, Mr. Duralde, where would you like to begin?
Let's take it to 5.
Taking it to 5, it is. Well, you'll enjoy this. Your clue is trading places. Trading places. So, Alonzo, how many notes would you like to open with? 4 is the minimum. The max is however many you'd like it to be.
I can name that and film in 4 notes.
Whoa. And 4 notes. All right, Josh, 3 notes or fewer. Go ahead and tell him to settle the score. It's worth 20 points right out the gate.
Fine. 3.
3 notes.
2 notes.
Yeah, well, now you got to settle the score.
All right, it's worth 25 points on 2 notes. Alonzo, you do have your lifeline if you'd like a second clue.
Okay.
And your first clue again is trading places. And Josh, as a heads up, you can use your double down and your lifeline at the same time if you'd like.
Okay. Okay.
If he happens to get it wrong.
The Holiday.
It's correct for 25 points.
You stole my movie, you Santa Claus.
That was so good.
Yeah, lovely.
All right, I'm going to say this straight up. Jude Law falls in love pretty damn quick, okay? And he's like, I'm in love with you, or I'm falling in love with him. I'm like, it's pretty quick for, like, Cameron Diaz, she can't cry, whatever. I'm never going to, you know, I could talk about The Holiday for 45 minutes. I could do an entire monologue about that movie, about what I love and what I don't love and where I meet in the middle that I love that movie.
The real hero is Eli Wallach. I think we can agree on that.
100%. Eli Wallach destroys in that. It's so good.
Man, that was wildly impressive, Alonzo. Good for you. 25 points go to you. That gives you 115. Josh, just know that I put that on the list specifically for you.
Thank you. Yeah, and he stole it. Just like he stole, you know, he's grinching this. The Who's down in Whoville needs our presence back, Alonzo. Okay.
That little soft K at the end, okay? All right, Alonzo, 1 through 4, where would you like to go next?
Oh, it's still me?
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay. I thought we were taking turns here.
No, you have control.
Okay, 1 then.
All right. Number 1 it is. And your clue comes to us from patron Matt Scanlon, and it is Little People, Big World. Little People, Big World.
12 notes.
12 notes, Josh.
I mean, I got to win something here. Let's do 9 notes.
9 notes makes it worth 15.
8 notes.
7.
Settle that score.
Okay.
All right. On 7 notes.
So this is worth 15, right?
This is worth 15 points.
It's not going to get me the win, but it might get me some respectability, which I doubtful.
You'll climb back in. I have full faith, my friend, full faith. You do have your lifeline. Again,
Little People, Big World, or Big World, Little People?
Little People, Big World.
It's the same thing.
It is, but it's how I said it the first time, so I'll give it to you the same way that I said it, so there's no change. You do have your lifeline if you'd like to use it. Here are your seven notes.
Why can't I?
You can hear it as many times as you like.
Play that one more time, please. Sorry. I know it. Is that Home Alone?
That is incorrect.
No, whoa, no.
That is incorrect. So, Alonzo, you can take the 15 points or you can double down on it if you like. And you can use your lifeline on the double down if you want to.
Can I lifeline first? Or do I have to declare?
I mean, you can. No one's ever done it before, but sure.
Yeah, I would like the lifeline, please.
All right. Alonzo's going to use his lifeline on a potential double down. So Andy's going to read through the list of clues to give you your lifeline. And the first one was Little People, Shoot. Big World.
I know it now.
Okay. Okay, your lifeline clue comes from our patron Joe Farrelly, and it is candy canes. Candy canes.
That's C-A-N-D-Y?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know if it was wordplay or, you know, pronunciation. Okay.
It's wordplay.
Matt can repeat.
Yeah. So candy canes.
So is it C-O-N? How are we spelling
it? It is not C-O-N.
Okay. Condi Canes.
I'm an idiot. I watched this movie last fucking night.
It's all sounding familiar, and the clues are kind of telling.
You can hear
me
the music
little,
again if you like.
Now I remember it. I've heard it twice now, and I just... if I get this wrong, does McCougan get another shot at it? Or
no, he does not. If you get it wrong, you don't get any points. So right now you could just elect to take the 15 points. But if you double down on it, you get it wrong, you get nothing.
No, I'm not doubling down at all. But I can still... Do I get the 15 points?
Yeah, you... your opponent gets it wrong.
I got nothing.
Okay. All right. Josh, what is it?
It's Elf.
It is Elf.
Oh.
Now, why was there, Alonzo, did you want to use James your lifeline?
What? Oh, James Caan. Oh, okay.
James Caan. Yeah.
You might have been confused as to what was going on, so I don't know if you, because Josh couldn't answer, you were going to get the points regardless, so knowing that, would you have still used your lifeline if you were going to double down?
Let's say I would.
Okay. All right. I just want to give you the option.
Yeah. Thank you.
First time playing.
Yeah, no one's ever burnt a lifeline and then, I guess, not gone for it. But
yeah, that's why I'm like, all right, I don't want you screwed out of this. But
yeah,
you do have a 104-point lead right now. So, Josh, I'm pulling for you, buddy.
Thanks, man.
You're one of our favorites. You know that.
I try. Yeah.
Shit, I think we just ruined his Christmas.
This is how we felt on the rom-com episode, though, to be fair, Matt, right?
Okay.
That's kind of true. Yeah, as he gleefully laughed, cackled as we, you know, suffered. It's fine. All right, Alonzo, you have a choice, sir, and it is two, three, or four?
Three.
All right. Three it is. Your clue comes to us from patron Ken Whitehurst, and it is lick it and stick it. Lick it and stick it.
Oh, Macuga.
Hold on. Alonzo has to open the bidding.
I was going to say.
Four notes is the minimum.
Yeah. Eight notes.
Eight notes.
Two.
Two notes.
One.
All right, Josh, you can go to zero. We can get into negative bidding if Josh goes to zero.
Yeah, I'll go zero. What the hell?
All right, so
how does the negative bidding work?
Negative bidding works like this. Now we just trade one a piece to see how far we go. Negative bidding is you got to give us the movie plus a director. Next person would be movie director and any actor. And after that, it's just you got to add one actor for every one after that.
Oh, this is going to get ugly. Fine, negative one.
Oh, negative one. God. Oh, no, Cougar. No.
I'm pulling up IMDb now.
Yeah,
Josh,
I guess
can you say negative two?
Negative two. Let's do it. Negative two.
All right. Negative three.
Negative three it is. Josh, negative four?
No. Settle the score.
All right. On negative four. All right. You got to give us the movie, the director, and any two actors.
This is negative three, right? Is that where Alonso was
at? Negative three.
Okay. So that would be A Christmas Story, Bob Clark, Peter Billingsley, Darren McGavin.
That is correct for 25 points. Motherfucker. They're too good, Andy. They're too good.
Yeah.
I didn't know the director, which is why I was like, ugh.
Yeah.
Because yeah. I can give you at least three actors.
Who also directed Black Christmas.
Whoa.
All right.
Okay.
I think that was the hardest score to get. So you guys did well to kind of avoid it, I think.
Maybe. Yeah.
It's a little love.
I was going to do, you were on one note, but I was going to do.
That's almost awesome. Very Home Alone-y. That's
very Home Alone.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It's when the bullies show up.
Yeah.
The little menacing undertone.
I would have maybe given the soundtrack for when the dogs eat the turkey.
Oh, it's that's like true.
A, yeah. You know?
Yeah. Little Benny Hill like. Yeah.
No.
All right, Alonzo, you still have choice two or four?
Four.
All right, four it is. Your clue comes to us from patron Houston Bodley, and it is Violent Night. Violent Night.
15 notes.
15, Josh.
Two
notes.
Settle that score.
All right, Josh, you do have your lifeline if you want to use it. And your clue again is Violent Night.
Home Alone.
That is correct for 25 points.
You guessed it enough times.
I didn't know if you were going to go Home Alone or Home Alone 2. So, you know. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, you got the 25 points for that.
I made a little bit of a respectable nature just with that pick. I feel like I may have climbed a little bit of a mountain. I'm still down in Whoville, and the Grinch still has all my toys. But I may have gotten like the light that he stole from my, you know, he steals all the lights, like one light back.
You got one light. Well, good for you, you know.
Thank you.
You got to start somewhere.
Yeah.
All right, so we have one left in the final round, and Josh will open the bidding on this since you got the last one correct. Your clue is courting. Courting.
That's tough, huh?
Trust me, that was the hardest one on our list because you guys are too fucking good at this. I think the other one, which was really excellent, Joe Farrelly, we loved it, wanted to use it, sir. I think they would have gotten it based on the clue alone, and that was pretty obscure. You guys are too good. So, Josh, how many do you want
to do? I'll start with the lucky number 13.
12.
10.
8.
7.
4.
Ooh.
Settle the score.
All right. On four notes, makes it worth 20 points. And Alonzo, you do not have your lifeline. Josh, you have your lifeline plus your double down if you want to use it.
Okay. I got to hope for a miss here to then double down.
All right. Here are your four notes.
Well, it's the NBC call sign.
It is. Right? Honestly, that's what I started singing in my head.
WNBC.
Exactly. Pig Vomit was a good dude.
Was a good dude. He meant well.
Courting.
I got nothing.
You want to throw out a guess?
Downton Abbey.
That is
incorrect. The movie.
Yes.
Yeah, the Downton Abbey movies. Both of them are pretty solid.
Mm. All right, Josh. So you can take the 20 points, or you can double down on this. I'm assuming you want to double down.
Well, yeah. I mean, I can't really win. Can I quintuple down? Can I take my lifeline?
You could steal his lifeline.
Steal his lifeline. Take my lifeline. Turn that into a quadruple down.
Yep. It
takes 80, right?
And 80 points, and you'd still lose, unfortunately.
Okay.
I'll mark you down for the double down.
Yes. And then lifeline. I need a lifeline clue. Right. Give me that. Right. Give me the one with the kid.
Yeah. I'll give you Joe's one that we didn't
get.
Okay. Lifeline clue from Joe Farrelly is spared no expense.
Oh,
exactly. That's why we didn't do it. Son of a pitch.
Lonzo gets it, and I don't get it from the clue.
Spared no expense.
Spared no expense. So I'm guessing it's a bowling thing, perhaps. But I can't think of a bowling Christmas scene. I can think of the bowling scene in Uncle Buck, which is legendary, and obviously Kingpin. Or the spare tire in Christmas Story, but we already did Christmas Story.
Some journey we're going on.
Yeah. It's not bad. Your recall on scenes is pretty impressive, friend. Spared no expense and courting.
So expense, like he's courting... He's spending a lot of money on her, or she's spending a lot of money on him. I don't know. Can you play the song again real quick? And sure. Can I add like 12 notes to it?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just going to say Serendipity, but I know that's wrong.
That is incorrect. Alonzo, what is it?
You know, actually, I for a second I thought it was Jurassic Park from the Spared No Expense, but that doesn't work with courting, and it's not a Christmas movie, so I got nothing.
Great. Okay, cool. Wow. I'll play a little more and see if you can you can pull it with the clues as well. Okay.
Nothing, gentlemen.
And I'm assuming that courting could mean,
play that last note again.
Tennis or trials or something. But...
Trials?
Oh, Miracle on 34th Street?
That is correct.
Yeah.
That would Richard Attenborough, Spared No Expense.
The 94 version. Oh, right. I always forget that one exists.
Yeah.
Well, we're trying to dial you in to...
You kids with your color films and your remakes.
Well, with that said, Alonzo, you are today's champion. So congratulations, sir.
Thank you. That was fun.
I think your book sales would have took a major hit had I defeated you, sir.
This guy doesn't know anything.
Who's writing books and I'm going to believe him?
Well, I think you proved you know these movies backwards and forwards.
Thank you.
I think it's perfectly safe. So where can people find the books? Where's the best place? Is it Amazon, Barnes & Noble?
Wherever books are sold, as they say. Have Yourself a Movie Little Christmas is still around out there. It's been out for a while. And the more recent I'll Be Home for Christmas movies, which is all about Hallmark books, which I wrote with the guys who do the Deck the Hallmark podcast. And you can read my reviews regularly at thefilmverdict.com. And catch me on the Linoleum Knife podcast, which I do with my husband, Dave White, but also the Breakfast All Day podcast, Maximum Film on the Maximum Fun Network, and Deck the Hallmark, where I appear regularly to talk about Christmas movies.
Now, the whole all the other shows, I can kind of guess what they are. What is Linoleum Knife?
It's a film review podcast. My husband and I are both film critics, and we actually named it after the Mastodon song in Aqua Teen Hunger Force : movie film for theaters.
Wow, good for you. That's a nice obscure reference.
Maybe we should do a settle the score with just Alonzo versus himself and like a mirror thing of obscure, just obscure movie references and songs.
I say it sounds like his husband can do it as well. So I think exactly. We just have them on. Yeah. Just go crazy obscure.
Thanks for having me on. This was a treat.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. And please go pick up I'll Be Home for Christmas Movies. Or have yourself a movie little Christmas. Or look, he's authored other books as well. So go pick up the whole my oeuvre.
My next book, Hollywood Pride, is coming out in May, which I'm very excited about, with Turner Classic Movies and Running Press. It's a history of LGBTQ plus Hollywood on and off the screen.
I love that.
And that comes out in May.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you a question. It's Christmas Eve. It's about 9:30, right? It's dark. You're going to put in one movie before you go to bed to wake up to on Christmas morning. What's your Christmas Eve movie?
I don't know that I have one, but I mean, like, one of my favorites, especially like when I'm in full holiday mode, I really love, of all of the Christmas carols, and there are a lot of great ones, I really love the 1970 musical version with Albert Finney.
Okay.
Okay.
That was a Debbie McCouga. My mom, she loved that one.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Yeah. Okay.
And my mom's was the George C. Scott. That's the one I watched also a good lot one. As a kid.
Yeah.
I was going to say, you know, what do you put on Christmas Eve and why isn't it Die Hard? Because that's what we put on in my house.
Last time you were on, Josh, we did Die Hard, so I couldn't put it on the show.
I have Nakatomi Plaza over there. I don't know if you can see it on the counter. So
my wife got me this year. I can't wait. I'm going to do like a video every day.
Oh, for the it. Calendar.
Right. The advent calendar of Hans falling down the building.
Yeah, yeah, they did. They did a release of the Blu-ray where they packaged it inside of a giant plastic Nakatomi Plaza. And so it's now become part of our Christmas decorations.
A few years back, I hosted a thing for WGN America where we were like dinner and a movie, but for WGN America, right? And they were doing Die Hard like the couple weeks before Christmas, and their office is in the building that is Nakatomi Plaza.
Oh, nice. Right?
So I'm like, hey, we should really do it. We should do a bit on the roof, right? So they get clearance for it, and we go up on the roof. And it just so happened to be a day where it poured down rain in
one of six.
And we couldn't do it. Like the girl that I hosted with was very particular about her hair and the camera people. And my Nakatomi dreams were ruined by rain in LA. I mean, come on.
I got to host. I hosted, I think it was a 30th anniversary screening in front of the building. Like they basically set up a giant screen in like the parking thing. Bonnie Bedelia and Reginald Vell Johnson came. It was pretty great.
Oh, nice.
Wow.
So cool.
So good. Yeah. So good.
Last time Josh was on, we did Christmas in Hollis. So we couldn't do Die Hard on this show. Otherwise, that's right. That might have been the track we chose.
Yep.
I want to hear Andy's cover of that, though, sometimes.
Oh, trust me. There's nothing better than watching an English guy rap. So I think we make the demand of it right now.
And do your rap thing with your mother.
Dudley Moore.
Anna and I just watched last night. We watched The Holdovers, which is like the new Christmas movie. I think that's like one of the better Christmas movies I've seen in a long time, like in terms of a new release.
It's really great. Starring Big Vomit.
Yeah.
Big Vomit himself.
Where is that? Where's The Holdovers?
It's in theaters right now.
Yeah.
Oh, it is. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not over here yet. I managed to get a four-year consideration thing, but it was really, really good and a great debut. I forget the guy's name, but you can tell he's going to be.
Yes. The kid in the movie, I forget his name also, but for a first timer.
I looked up like what he had done because we were so impressed by him and it was like, right out of
nothing.
It's impressive.
Yeah. Very good.
Yeah. And Divine Joy Randolph is just like perfection in that.
Yeah. I see on Gold Derby, she's leading for supporting actress right now.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. It's very good. So I recommend that to people.
For sure.
All right. The Holdovers.
Seconded.
Makuga, before we get out of here, what can people look for from you in the near future? Fan-controlled sports, TV talk,
Yeah, TV Talks every Tuesday, 5 p.m. Pacific. Fan Controlled Sports, we're pretty much live every single day. Some big announcements coming for football and golf and baseball and racing for 2024. So just busy behind the scenes. And I mean, if you really need me, there might be like one of those "Are you okay?" tweets from like Hulu corporate. There's like, there's been a person that's watched Die Hard 24 hours a day for the last 25 days. Is he okay? Is that person okay? And like, just me. I just keep my Hulu app on. It just goes nonstop, man.
It's your comfort.
Yeah.
Hey Alonso, have you ever curated someone's like December in terms of movie every day kind of thing?
Not specifically, but I think in the run-up to writing the first book, I did like an advent calendar, basically, where every day I would recommend a different movie just as sort of a writing exercise. But it's been a while. But that's kind of what you can do with Movie Little Christmas. It's like, yeah, it's divided by genres. There's, you know, if you want to see a horror movie, if you want to see an action movie or a comedy or a kids movie or a bad movie, you know, they're all in there. So hopefully,
right,
you know, I think there's a thing where December rolls around and we want Die Hard. We want our sort of comfort movie that we've seen a million times, and this is our moment to watch it again. But if you're ready to sort of expand your repertoire, which is always kind of fun to do, hopefully the book will give you some ideas.
Yeah, actually, that's it. I got a great idea now. Everyone that watches this that's on our Discord, go buy Alonso's book and one of those, you can buy like a movie genre die. You roll the die and it tells you what movie genre you're going to want. So go buy the book and that, and then let us know every day in the Discord which movie you watched and blah, blah, blah. We'll keep that going. I'll do it too at the same time.
Oh, so fun.
I'll lead the way and people can do that with me. So I just curated a list for my cousin who, she's just turned 18 like this year. So I started taking her, we went to see the original Exorcist in cinemas when it came back for the 50th and stuff. And so I made her, I curated a list for her advent as an advent calendar movie list. I did it with songs last year for her.
Oh, nice.
And it's not Christmas movies, but it's just, I got her on Letterboxd and made her go through my entire Letterboxd and tick off the movies she's seen. So I knew what she hadn't seen. And there are like, you know, when a list is like, you can't believe, but she's only 18, but you can't believe someone hasn't seen those movies. And it's just, it's like, I've done 31 for the whole of December, but 31 impeccable movies that you've just, it's just unbelievable. The feeling that I have that someone's going to be seeing all these movies for the first time. So
I always try to quote Roger Ebert and say, I envy you getting to see this for the first time.
Yeah. It's a lovely feeling you can kind of impose on someone, but she trusts me and you know, I drag her to see classics and stuff like that, and she always comes away with something out of it. And
you're a good uncle.
She's actually, did I say niece? But she's my cousin,
sorry.
But yeah, her uncle taught me to play piano. My uncle, her dad, taught me to play piano, and now we kind of have bridged the gap between uncle and nephew. Now
paying it back. Paying it forward, exactly.
I'm
really
there's a 10-year gap between her dad and me, and so now we're more like friends, I guess, than uncle and nephew. So it's really cool.
I'm tough to watch movies with that I love for the first time because I'm just looking at your face like,
I do that to Anna all the time. Yeah. Anyway, oh man, it was such a good show. What a great show. Merry Christmas, everyone.
And your patrons, by the way, made great clues. So
very
thanks
fantastic
for all of those.
They're the best. They're the best. Yeah.
They are. They're fantastic at it. Well, gentlemen, thank you so much for taking time out of your schedules join us today.
Of course.
It was an absolute pleasure. You can find their social media links in the description below, and we'll have links for Alonzo's two Christmas books. So if you want to go pick those up, they'll be down there. So please go check those out. And you can follow Andy at STS_AndyM, and you can follow me at Matt Nose. That is it for this week's Settle the Score. Happy holidays, everybody, and we'll see you guys next week with another new edition. Adios.